This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Justice Department has charged seven defendants, including five Chinese hackers, with hacking computers of dozens of U.S. companies and institutions. The charges announced Wednesday are part of a broader effort by the Trump administration to call out cybercrimes by China. The DOJ says the accused targeted more than 100 groups and companies, including social media, video game companies, universities, and telecommunications providers. At a Justice Department news conference, Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen says two defendants in the hacking scheme are already in custody.
Through the cooperation of the Malaysian law enforcement authorities, the two Malaysian defendants were arrested on Sunday evening and now face extradition proceedings. So we have the indictments and two arrests.
UN investigators allege Venezuela's government has committed crimes against humanity. That includes murders, torture, and other atrocities. Independent investigators, who were commissioned by the Human Rights Council, said Wednesday there are reasonable grounds to believe President Nicolas Maduro and his ministers were aware of the crimes committed by the government security forces and intelligence agencies. They committed crimes that include extrajudicial executions, enforced disappearances, arbitrary detentions, and torture in attempts to silence the opposition, according to the report. The military junta that seized power in Mali last month said Wednesday the country could face a, quote, total embargo, end quote, from West African countries if it does not quickly appoint civilian leaders. The 15-nation economic community of West African states imposed sanctions on Mali after the August 18th coup in a bid to push the junta to return the nation.